All right, Mom, so you've checked to see if the quote you're going to ask me, if this is a living person or a dead person, and you're going to get this right this time?
Right.
You really think so?
Yep. Yep-a-roni.
Well, we just completed Thanksgiving, and we're actually doing this on a Friday morning. I tried to have this stuff out a little sooner, but somebody was a little too tired to pod yesterday.
You guys wouldn't have enjoyed me podding yesterday. I was pooped. Too pooped to pod.
It's even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm world famous, internationally known man of mystery, comedian Von Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And this is our show. Hey, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you leave a 5-star review, Mom will read it.
I sure will.
How does that sound?
Talk to us.
Yeah. And when she gets done talking, every time she has a little bit of a jiggle... Talk to us. Okay, so yesterday we were cleaning the house. Well, okay, then wait. This was it Wednesday? We were clean. Last ditch effort to clean the house just
effort.
Day before Thanksgiving. Dad and I were taking stuff over to a storage locker. We got a storage locker, you know, like the Storage Wars, right?
Yeah.
And you have the mystery and oh hey,
because we have. Two grown sons
companies.
Living in our house with all their boxes.
No, because we have company coming over, we had to clean the house.
We had to reclaim our family room, which shouldn't be that. Have to reclaim it.
So while Dad and I are out moving the stuff, one of the things we put over there was a sewing machine. And you know what the sewing machine had in it?
What?
A drawer full of pins and buttons that flew all over the place.
Did you have to pick them up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
So somebody left that in there, and that was a lot of fun.
Those were your grandmothers.
And I'm over here telling Dad, hey, watch out. There's pins all over the place. Don't stick yourself. You wouldn't want to bleed. You wouldn't want to get cut or nothing.
No, definitely
not. We come home, and what happened to you while we were away?
Well, I was cleaning out this, I think it's a silverware caddy, and it has individual little vases in it that the silverware goes in. And so I put them all in the soapy water, and they were all fine. And then I grabbed my wash rag, and I crammed my hand in there to clean the inside. And apparently one of them cracked when it hit the water somehow or another. And I took a slice out of my right hand, and I'm right-handed. And right before I'm getting all the companies coming, and I'm getting ready to cook Thanksgiving dinner.
And you bled all over the place.
Well, I bled quite a bit.
And I said, you need to go to urgent care, and you didn't. And you're like, no, I'll just Band-Aid this. And then turn around, and you're still bleeding. There's one of the rags looks like a
crime
something
scene.
Out of a horror. Yeah, crime scene, horror movie thing. It wasn't pretty.
You know, who's the great cook? What's her name?
Rachel Ray?
No, the older lady.
Julia Child?
Yeah, Julia Child. They did a funny video on Saturday Night Live about her cutting herself. Have you ever seen that?
No, but did she actually cut herself on the show?
I think she might have cut herself, and they were making fun of it. But on the Saturday Night Live, there is blood. They made it so blood was squirting everywhere. It's a hilarious video. You've got to watch it.
Who was playing her?
I don't know. But it may have been Dana Carvey. It was funny.
Not.
Well,
maybe,
who played the church lady?
Dana Carvey.
I think it might have been Dana Carvey.
All right, well, I'm gonna have to look that up.
That'd be funny. Let me know if you find it. I want to see it again.
So, did you enjoyed your company, right?
I did.
Who did you have over?
I had my two brother-in-laws and their wives, and there was my husband's the oldest brother, and then there's two younger brothers, and we all get along fabulously. Fabulously, I can't say that.
We didn't really have any big adventure planned for them, but we showed them a little bit of your podcast setup.
Yeah, and then you showed them your new drone.
And yep, the drone that flew over.
And we took a really cool family picture out in our front yard. So it's like we're all looking up at the drone. The drone's looking down. It took a picture. It looks really neat. And Vaughn fixed it so it says Thanksgiving 2023.
Yeah, something like that.
And we did something else really cool. I found a photo of my first Thanksgiving in the family and the younger brother and his wife had just gotten married in May, and then my husband and I got married in September, and that was our first Thanksgiving, and I'm sitting on my husband's lap with a skirt on and pretty blouse.
In 1983.
Yeah, 1983. And all of us are sitting there on the couch in a circle kind of around the corner. And so we recreated that picture again.
There was an effort made to recreate the picture.
Yeah, it's cute. 40 years later, and we're all still married.
I would like to actually bring up something here. This is the Scrub Daddy. This helped us with a little bit of cleaning.
It has a little smiley face and now, hair.
I think this is kind of interesting for a few reasons. Just first saw about this on Shark Tank, as I think a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the Shark Tank success stories. Scrub Daddy, I believe, still owned by the person that pitched it on Shark Tank.
That's
so
awesome.
You see it available everywhere. I've seen viral videos saying that if you're a professional cleaner, you're a janitor, whatever, you scrub toilets, whatever it is, this is the sponge to have. It's not really a sponge so much as it's a scrubber hybrid sponge.
It's really a heavy-duty sponge.
They have a Scrub Mommy, which has a sponge back, a soft sponge back.
Oh.
It says it doesn't mark. I didn't see any issues with it leaving scratches.
Neat.
Right?
And like it has a mouth, you use that to...
The mouth cleans spoons.
Okay.
The eyes help you grip it and put it into a cup. You know, probably where you wouldn't have cut your hand if you're using the Scrub Daddy.
Man, I'm just lucky I didn't cut my hand a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. It's still kind of funny, though, if you think about it.
I find no humor in it. It hurts.
Okay, well, with the Scrub Daddy, you get this hot in the hot water, and then it feels like a sponge. It feels softer.
That's neat.
So you can kind of control how much scrubbing you want to do with the Scrub Daddy. So I'm going to have a link for the Scrub Daddy. You can pick that up on Amazon in the description of our pod.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. And... we've had a few other things happening. We tried to watch some football yesterday, right?
Yeah.
They were mostly beat downs.
Yep. What was with that one team's fluorescent green? Seattle Seahawks. Oh, my gosh.
They do that on occasion.
It was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, one guy, he was running with the ball, and I thought he might have had a chance to get a touchdown if he wasn't, like, highlighter green.
Yeah. You can't miss him. No sneaking
noticeable,
around.
Right?
Yep.
Now, there's a Dallas Cowboys player who set an NFL record.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yesterday, 5 pick sixes in one season. He's only 11 games into the season.
That's awesome.
That's a record in old back in time 14-game seasons. You can't say, oh, well, he only did it because he had 17 games. This would have counted in a 14-game season like O.J. Simpson time period.
Wow.
So he has 5 pick sixes. You know what a pick six is?
Is that when you intercept it and make a touchdown?
Yes.
You didn't think I knew that, did you?
I've briefed you on this a few times. I was hoping
and
you
and I remembered.
So he has 5. He has the record.
That's really cool.
The career record, I believe, is 12 on a career.
Wow.
So all he needs is a couple seasons of, say, just 3. And he's like in the run. He could be, and this is only a second season.
You know what? It's really awesome, too, because I was kind of defensive players don't get a lot of glory, but they should. I mean, it's very important, but it's neat because that gives them some glory to intercept it and make a touchdown. I mean, their other glory is sacking the quarterback, obviously.
Well, they let you do a little bit of a home run swing sort of celebration they do when they sack the quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's when you score a touchdown, they let you put on the full Bob Fosse dance routine thing over the choreography and all the...
Did they do one yesterday?
I hate it. Look at the new Madden games, as soon as you get a touchdown, it has all these button prompts you can push for the different kinds of dances you can do.
Seriously, that's fun.
That's terrible. You know, they used to call the NFL the No Fun League.
Well, now it's fun.
Now it's like Dancing with the Stars, but there's also some football... There's way too many commercials, for one. I mean, goodness. Anytime the ball changes possession, we got to go to commercial break. What would
Making
it be like
money.
To be at the stadium and just be like, okay, so what do we do during the commercial break? They're going to have an announcement.
Go get some food to eat, I guess.
I think we need to kind of get into some other news. What do you say?
Okay.
All right. So do you have any news items for us?
They released some hostages this morning. That was nice.
Oh, well, they released some other guy, too. Did you see about this?
No, who was that?
Your boy, Oscar Pistorius. I don't know if it's Pistorius or Pistorius, but you remember him?
No.
Amputee in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah, did they have him
in
jail?
They called him the Blade Runner.
Because they supposedly killed his girlfriend.
Well, she definitely died.
Yeah.
Now, his story is he wakes up, somebody's in the bathroom, and he just decides to start shooting at them. You know, with the door shut.
I guess he thought she was still in bed with him.
Well, so this Reva Steenkamp, she died. And he's getting released in January.
Has he served his time?
He got parole. I don't know what you want to consider served time.
Well, he did. How long was he in prison?
Well, about 11 years.
Well, that's pretty long, especially if he didn't do it on purpose. Obviously, he did it, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, he's just short of 11 years. He gets out in January on this, but yeah, I think people are upset about this. Like, hey, that's a miscarriage of justice, but... If we want to blame somebody, how about blaming these parole boards that even exist in the case of, like, a murder? I don't really understand the people. Oh, well, okay, so you killed a busload of kids, but you were really nice at the prison for 20 years, so you get to go. Like, how do they justify this?
I don't think that happens. Because there's 20 parents that can go there and say, no, we're against this person.
Okay, so what if this is the justification? So she was some model. I think she was like 29, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so shot her four times, killing the 29-year-old. Okay. In 11 years...
I know, you're going, this
she's
is so...
She's 40.
Male chauvinistic.
And so they're thinking, okay, her life's basically over at 40 anyways as
you're
a
gonna
model.
You're going to get in so much so trouble going, saying
so
that.
So they will let him out. Okay, so now... She's basically dead at 40, so you've served the rest of her life. There you go. So he gets to leave.
I'm going to walk off this podcast.
Is that the justification for this? It was like, look, if you kill an old person and they say, look, they'll probably be dead in 5 years, so I guess you can
it
get out
in 5. It doesn't count.
I think that's the way they look at
no,
this.
No, they don't. You're such a male chauvinist.
That's why if you kill like a baby, they'll be like, you get at least 20 years, because then they'll text and drive and get killed in that.
Okay,
right?
Let's change
that's what
the subject.
Okay, so any other news you want to bring up?
Oh, I can't think of anything. I've just been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for a long time.
So we had the football games.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys are playing, and at halftime, who do they have?
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
I think that was quite surprising. Yeah. They said Dolly would be performing. They didn't say what she'd be performing in.
Bless
and I don't
her
think
heart.
Anyone was expecting that.
Yeah.
I think that these sort of things go better when they have the fake crowd serving as an audience.
I miss that too. They should have had the people. I mean, obviously they don't have any trouble getting people
to
come
that
there and
occasionally,
be the crowd.
It's kind of like a you know, which
let them rush the field.
Does it look tacky to have the fake audience?
No,
it's not like a real audience.
Field.
They're all acting like they're pumping their fists and all this. They're basically dancers serving as audience members.
Yes, and you know that they really should have done that because it looked like it. Well, I know you kept saying, are they really playing? Is she really singing? Okay, I think she's singing, but I don't think they're really playing music. It looked off. I think the first
song. It looked to me like her band was not playing the music, like their guitar wasn't plugged in or something. It didn't look to me that way, but it looked to me like what she was saying, I think she was actually performing.
Yeah. Once the Dallas cheerleaders got out there, it was a little bit better, but I think that's what was missing. You were right on target with that.
Well, if you have the fake audience, you couldn't really bring the cheerleaders out in that position that they were. You'd have to put them somewhere else.
They should
maybe
have been
on
a stage
with her.
Yeah, I thought they should have been on a stage
but
with her.
But the cheerleaders are out there, and they're wearing their Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly with a lot of Lycra on, or is that what makes you
She
smaller?
Might have had some kind of...
A body
I mean, there
suit
was some
on.
Kind of sequin thing happening.
Body suit, like... thing that
told
Jen.
She didn't look that dissimilar to the rest of the Cowboy cheerleaders.
No, she looked real good, but you know, the cheerleaders don't have that bodysuit on. That bodysuit does a lot of help.
The cheerleaders probably can't afford whatever her personal training regimen or who knows what else
she's doing.
The
cheerleaders wouldn't have their job if they needed that.
Well, speaking of the cheerleaders who wouldn't have their job, prior to the game starting, you know, their new national anthem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like to put that on TV.
Was
games.
It a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader?
Dallas Cowboy cheerleader was doing the American Sign Language interpretation of the trumpet player doing the national anthem.
That's neat.
I'm not sure how that works.
Well, she was probably doing the words to the national anthem so people could
But he's not doing the words to the national anthem.
Oh, come on. You're being picky.
She should have just acted like she was playing a trumpet.
Oh, get out of here.
Wouldn't that have made more sense?
No.
Well, why not?
Because obviously when you're...
She's not actually interpreting what he's doing, though. Okay. He's not singing.
Get out of here.
Right?
Yeah.
But do you think that by being the sign language interpreter, she gets to a priority position on the cheerleading squad? Like, look, We got to make cuts each year. We got to bring in new girls. However, you do the signing.
Yeah,
so
we better keep you. And you know what? Vaughn used to be on a podcast with somebody that's on our local TV channel anchor, and they were called the Hottie and the Jerk. And I guess who the jerk was.
Well, I was the hottie.
No, you were. You were the jerk. You are a jerk sometimes.
Okay, well, why'd you bring that up?
Because you're being a jerk today. Quit being jerky.
I'm being jerky?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got one more news story for you. This is an interesting development here. It's still kind of in process here. Melissa Barrera dropped from Screen 7 due to social media posts about Israel-Hamas war. Now, you haven't really been keeping up on the Scream franchise.
I don't know. Oh, Scream. I thought you were saying Scream. You're starting to talk like me. Scream. Okay.
Scream. So, you know what's weird is there was the most expensive, I think it's still considered the most expensive music video ever, and it's called Scream, starring by Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson from 1995. Okay.
It's when they're dancing together. I mean, out there.
No, well, not really, but okay. It's weird because they talk about being expensive, but it's in black and white, which usually you shoot stuff black and white to be cheaper.
I don't know why it was so expensive.
And then the following year, 1996, comes Scream the movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're copying it.
Which I think the working title for it was Scary Movie.
Seriously?
And then in 2000, they have Scary Movie, which is a parody of Scream. And so
Scary
it kind of comes
Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2.
The first, I had you watch the first Scream. Uh-huh. It's really the only one worth watching. It's okay. Best. I haven't seen 2 or 3.
Is that where the girls babysitting?
No.
No, that's Halloween.
There's not much, I don't think there's any babysitting happening. You got, this is Drew Barrymore's making popcorn and some guy calls her.
Oh,
you
I know
like
what
scary
you're doing.
Movies?
Yeah. Oh.
And she's like, oh, yeah, but it's so dumb. And then she gets killed, and it's supposed to be like a surprise.
Okay.
That Drew Barrymore died super quick in the movie. And then Courtney Cox shows up, and she's like a newspaper. She's a TV news reporter, and Neve Campbell's like the main girl.
I totally can't remember it. I'm sorry.
The principal is played by the Fonz.
Seriously?
Yeah, he gets killed in the first movie.
I guess I need to watch Scream.
So I had you watch the first one. They've made a few more. It was on hiatus for a bit, and then they had a fourth one. It went on hiatus for a bit, and then they had a 5 and 6 right after each other. But with 5 and 6, they kind of brought in a new group of kids because they were trying to be like, hey, you know, they have like a remake, or this would be like a requel is what they call it. So it's like a requel trilogy.
A remake sequel.
It's almost like a passing of the torch type series of things, okay?
Okay.
So they got these new girls, these new sisters. They're playing sisters anyways, and they're the new leads for the movie. And this is the older sister got fired from the thing because, as best I could tell, they seems to be some effort to hide what it is she said that got her fired.
Uh-oh.
And I don't like this kind of reporting when they make a claim. They said, oh, she was Melissa Barrera fired for anti-Semitism comments. If you don't show the viewer what it is, and then we get to look and determine if this is offensive or not, it doesn't seem like good reporting to me. To just say something is offensive without the viewer or the reader determining it, it just doesn't seem like good reporting. And so they said she was fired. As best I could tell, she said something like, hey, well, I can't seem to find any coverage of the Palestinian angle of what happened. Boom, you're gone. That's
but
it.
You don't know what she said. You're just making up what you think she said.
That was one post. Otherwise, she had some statements afterwards saying that she's for peace or something, or she condemns whatever. It seems weird to think that you can't be against Israel at all. You get instantly canceled. Like, some people are saying, see if you agree with this. If you say, I call for a ceasefire, some people would say, well, that's an extremist view, you're canceled. Because if you say ceasefire, you actually mean free Palestine, which actually means, and then it leads to all this other stuff. When it sounds to me like you actually said ceasefire.
I know, because we forget that we live in the United States with freedom of speech.
You actually can get arrested for saying things in England now along these lines. Like, there are ways in which these sort of things can get blurred.
We got our freedom from England.
People would say, I mean, I've seen instances where, like, somebody, okay, so you could
we
say.
We fought for our freedom from England.
You can say you didn't want the shot to the thing that we can't talk about. Mm-hmm. And in England, you would actually get jail time for saying something like that.
Hey, you better be proud we live in America. That's all I can say. Are we ready to do Dead or Alive?
Well, hold on now. Okay. I didn't say that because there's a jingle and I have to push the buttons.
I know, but maybe I'm getting excited because I wanted to try to guess.
But what I'm saying here is there was the next day, this gal gets dismissed from Scream 7, okay? Uh-huh. Then her co-star, the gal that plays her younger sister, Jenna Ortega, has left Scream 7 as well. And one would be thinking, okay, look, so we got rid of this gal. She wasn't that popular. She's kind of the lead, but you could say she kind of shares it with Jenna Ortega. Jenna Ortega says, I'm out also.
Okay, so now they're going to apologize.
Well, the previous movie, Neve Campbell, it was the first one she wasn't in.
Oh.
So she had a smaller role in 5, was not in 6 at all. And then one could be thinking, what do they do now? Do they say, hey, Neve Campbell, we messed up. Here's some money. We got to have somebody familiar to keep this thing going.
They're
going to
apologize, I think.
According to Jenna, she is focusing on the Wednesday show on Netflix. That's a big hit
for her. Yeah, because she's the star of it.
So I don't think that this is truthful, though. She's already going to be doing this movie, and then this gal, Lee, gets fired, and then she says, oh, you know what? The shooting schedule for Wednesday, I just can't work around it now. Sounds to me like she's making things up.
Well, who knows?
But I think what she's afraid of is they also do this sort of like, hey, if you agree, like what happened to Chris Harrison?
Where if you stay with the show, then you're agreeing with the people that released her.
If you leave, you're associated with why she got fired. Yeah. So therefore, you need to be canceled also to
guilt
teach other
association.
People.
Association.
So Chris Harrison should be suing ABC for the way he got dismissed.
I don't know.
Because that was some garbage.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a lot of ways to get fired these days. That's what I can tell you about that.
We always told you, watch who you hang out with. You're growing up.
These people aren't really causing trouble. It's weird to think that now you get in less trouble if you have a lot of drugs.
Freedom of speech is freedom that we could lose real easy around here.
I bet you, Melissa here, she would be in way less trouble if she had a DUI that killed an old lady.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's just kind of depressing. Let's talk about something else, please.
Okay, let's talk about actual dead people.
Okay.
In a game we like to call...
I'm going to keep track today.
You're actually writing down?
I'm writing down my wins.
You're keeping score.
Yeah.
The theme for today's Dead or Alive is Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Because you keep saying, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
I keep hearing you say.
Nah.
Okay. So these are people from Ghostbusters. Okay. And you might know some of these names. Maybe some of them you don't. Maybe some you haven't heard in a long time, and maybe there's a reason why.
Okay.
Okay. First up, Dan Aykroyd. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
And he played Ray Stantz in Ghostbusters.
Didn't have Ghostbusters without him.
He had to get like some mortgage on like his grandparents' home or something so that they could buy the Ghostbusters firehouse, which actually has a higher real-life value than I think any... a hero property.
Really?
Like the Ghostbuster firehouse.
Because it's in New York City.
It costs like $1 billion.
Well, no doubt.
Like it's insanely, it's cost more than Wayne Manor because of the location.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. So,
and it's an actual firehouse too. And they actually, on the floor in the middle of the firehouse, they have a Ghostbusters 2 logo that was used in the movie.
They still have it there. Oh,
and
neat.
People come by and they see a few of the signs and whatever.
And the firemen are in there doing their work.
I don't believe that the firefighters also... I mean, there might be a charity event where they also dress up as Ghostbusters to do something. Who knows?
How fun.
So, Dan Aykroyd. Is Dan Aykroyd dead or alive?
He's alive.
Dan Aykroyd is...
alive.
Okay. Alive, yes.
One win, one right.
Oh, yeah. You tallying
and
up.
And one wrong. No wrong. Zero wrong.
Dan Aykroyd, he is currently hawking a vodka called Crystal Head Vodka.
really?
That comes in a crystal skull.
You go in my bathroom with my new line.
Of sorts. I don't drink the vodka, but I've heard all of it is just varying degrees of bad. Like, you can't tell the difference between good and bad vodka.
I don't really care for vodka, so I wouldn't know. I guess they all taste the same to me.
Bill Murray, also on Saturday Night Live.
Woo-hoo!
Bill Murray has had a receding hairline for over 40 years.
And it's gone now,
and
right?
No, it is in the same position for 40 years.
Good.
That's remarkable.
It is.
Or did he die recently and maybe it is gone?
He
is Bill Murray dead or alive?
He's alive and kicking. He has a young girlfriend.
Unfortunately, Bill Murray is...
alive.
Still alive.
Okay, two right.
What do you mean he has a young girlfriend? I haven't heard about that.
I think he has a new girlfriend. I don't know.
Is it a young girlfriend if she's just younger than him?
Yes.
He might not be much of a reach.
Okay.
All right. So on the show, Bill Murray played Peter. Okay. In the movie. Okay.
Okay.
Peter on the real Ghostbusters cartoon was voiced by Lorenzo Music at first. Okay.
I didn't know
Lorenzo
that.
Music. Did the voice of Peter Venkman. And one day, Bill Murray finally sat down and watched the show and said, "This guy sounds nothing like me. Fire him." Oh. And they replaced him with Dave Coulet.
Really?
You know who that is?
No.
Uncle Joey?
Oh, okay.
From?
Family Matters.
Full House?
Full House. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Now, Lorenzo Music also, from 1982, all the cartoons, all specials, all that stuff, was the voice of Garfield.
Neat.
The cat.
Uh-huh.
And then when they made a Garfield movie, he got replaced by Bill Murray. So Bill Murray did the Garfield in the live-action CGI Garfield movie.
Bill Murray
Garfield
has it out for this guy, doesn't he?
Now they have a new Garfield coming, and he's voiced by Chris Pratt, who evidently when they're...
I hear people are upset about that.
When a character needs to be voiced by somebody, Chris Pratt just throws everybody out of the line and is like, I'm cutting through, you know? He's like, I'm going to be Mario. I'm going to be the Lego guy. I'm going to be Garfield. Whatever, get out of the way. I'm doing the voice, right?
Well, they hire him. So.
Is Lorenzo Music dead or alive?
I think he might be dead.
Lorenzo Music is... dead.
Boy, I am doing good today.
Yeah, he died some years back, maybe 10 years back or something like that.
It was, wrong category.
Yeah, so he had an interesting voice, and from my best understanding, that is his actual name, the last name Music.
That's an awesome last name.
Do you think that means his family was at some point musicians?
Or yes, or into music.
Like they created the concept of music?
No.
They named Music after his family?
No.
That's got to be how these things work.
Okay, whatever, keep going.
Rick Moranis, he was He lived across the hall from Sigourney Weaver's
Shrunken.
Character. No. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis.
Yes.
And Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Yep, Rick Moranis. He has glasses.
I know
he's
who
a
he
short
is.
Guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Haven't seen him in a while, though. Is Rick Moranis dead or alive?
I think he's alive.
Rick Moranis is... not dead yet.
I am doing so well. Four right. Woo!
Okay.
So now you can't forget and say, I think you missed one.
Harold Ramis. Harold Ramis, the director of Caddyshack, which had Bill Murray in it.
Uh-huh.
And he was in Stripes with Bill Murray. And he's Egon, the Ghostbuster who makes the tech.
I think I know who this person is.
Okay. So is Harold Ramis dead or alive?
He's dead.
Harold Ramis is dead.
So good. What do I? Did I get a prize? I get a little pat on the back.
This might be the first time you got them all right.
Oh, I think I've got them all right before.
Yeah. Well, you kind of go, oh, well, that's a weird name. I don't recognize that. So he must be dead.
Well,
that's kind of how that works, isn't it?
Not exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's how it works.
Well, I rock that.
All right. Give me this quote thing you have.
Okay. Here's my quote. It's kind of a long one. Sorry. Oh, where is it? Here we go. The only way we will survive is being kind. The only way we can get by in this world is through the help we receive from others. No one can do it alone. No one, no matter how great the machines are.
We definitely need you reading ad copy.
Should I do it one more time? Let me try it one more time. The only way we will survive is by being kind. The only way we can get by in this world is through the help we receive from others. No one can do it alone, no matter how great the machines are.
Conan O'Brien?
No. Okay, this is a female.
The Machines?
Yeah. This is a female, and she has had a TV show.
Wow, that narrowed it down.
And I'll give you one more. I'll try to guess. A female with a TV show.
Is it currently on, the TV show?
No. Well, it's probably on reruns.
Well, then that would be a no.
Okay, and we've watched it together.
We've watched her show together.
Yes.
Is this Ellen DeGeneres?
No. Okay, let me give you one more guess.
You give me one more hint.
I mean, one more hint. Okay. It has something to do with part of a community.
Oh, is this Amy Poehler?
Yes. Woo! Finally, after
okay,
how many hints?
You're actually wrong with your hints.
Yeah. Was she on?
The other show, okay.
Parks and Rec.
Her show's Parks and Rec.
That's part of a community.
They had a sister show of sorts called Community. Well, about a community college, which had Chevy Chase.
No, Parks and Rec is part of a community. I used to work for the city, I know.
Yeah, okay. So Amy Poehler had the quote. Well, I got to commend you for reaching outside of, you know, repeating a Jim Carrey quote or something like that, right?
Which is funny because I was getting ready to do your favorite comedian, Jim Gaffigan.
You're about to do like a third Jim Gaffigan
yeah,
quote? Was that what we're about
like
to do?
Yeah, because you like him a lot. So I was trying to make it harder and make it nice and kind of hint at, you know, everybody worrying about, is it AI? IA? AI? Artificial
Well, what would
intelligence.
IA be? What's IA?
I don't know. Into intelligence. Bye-bye now.
All right, are you glad we kind of held off so that you could be recharged and we do this
in
the morning?
Yeah, I talked too much this time.
You think you talked too much?
Probably.